welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. Today we are going to cover a topic that's simple and a little bit tricky. It's the topic of ultimatums. Are they ever worth it? What's the good? What's the bad? What's the ugly when it comes to giving or receiving an ultimatum in your relationship? And are there ever circumstances where an ultimatum is the best choice? That's what we're going to cover in today's episode. First, I just want to mention that Relationship Alive is an offering from me to you so that you can have the best relationship possible in your life, or really relationships, because not just your primary relationship, but any relationship. I want to give you the skills and lenses that you need for looking at whatever it is that you're going through so that you have the best chance of getting through to the other side and staying connected and finding the intimacy that you're looking for and feeling that level of love and connection in your life to help you feel fulfilled. So if you're finding the show to be helpful, please consider a donation to help support the mission of the podcast and to keep us going. Every little bit counts, and you can choose whatever feels right for you. To make a donation, just visit neilsatin.com/support, or you can text the word support to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. And this week, I'd like to thank Julie, Maribeth, Laura, Sarah, Dave, Michael, Ruthanna, Holly, Jenny, Marie, and Matthew. Thank you all so much for your generous and, in many cases, ongoing support of Relationship Alive. Now, another free offering that I have put together for you to help you communicate better and stay connected, no matter how challenging the thing is that you're trying to communicate about, is my free guide to my top 3 relationship communication secrets. These are 3 simple things, but when you put them into practice consistently, you'll be able to tackle even the most challenging subjects and stay connected to your partner when you do. The free guide is available to you if you just visit neilsatin.com/relate, or you can text the word relate to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. And lastly, for more support in your relationship, we've put together a safe community on Facebook where you can chat with other people who are Relationship Alive listeners and get some feedback on whatever your situation is. Just come join the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. Oh, and one last thing. If you are interested in a longer course to really help you dive deep in terms of how you communicate in a relationship, consider getting the full Secrets of Relationship of Communication course. To find out more, just visit neilsatin.com/course. And basically what I did is I took the best of the best communication hints from episodes of the podcast, from my work with clients, and whatever I've seen work the best. And I put it all together so that you can be fully focused on all the ways that you can change the relationship communication that you're experiencing. So if you want to feel more understood, if you want to feel more connected, if you want to know how to tackle something that's been challenging that you've never been able to get past, and you want to know all the ways that you can impact the communication in your relationship, this course is for you. It doesn't require your partner to do anything, except that when you change what you do, your partner will invariably change what they do. And if they take the course as well, like, so much the better, then you guys will be amazing. But it's not required. It's all the leverage points for you to make a difference in the communication in your relationship. So that's neilsatin.com/course. All right, I think that's it. Let us dive in to the topic of ultimatums. Okay, so first, what even is an ultimatum? An ultimatum typically occurs when one of you comes up against something that is a deal breaker for you in your relationship. So the ultimatum, it comes from the Latin ultima, which I, if I'm remembering right from my high school Latin, means the last. So it's basically the thing. It's like the last thing. It's your last resort. And it really should be your last resort. If you find yourself giving ultimatums all the time, then that should be a major red flag for you that something is not going well in your relationship, or if you're receiving ultimatums all the time. And an ultimatum is fairly simple. It's, I want you to either do this thing or stop doing this thing. I want some change in you, and or some commitment in you, or whatever it is. I want this from you. And if you can't give this to me, then I'm done. I'm out of the relationship. So ultimatums often come up when you are up against a deal breaker for you. So an example might be that you know you really want to have children, and your partner has been kind of wishy-washy on the topic of whether or not you're going to have children. And so you might say, I need you to decide one way or another if you are willing to have kids. And if you're not, then I'm done. Because, not because I don't love you, but because I wanna have children. So that's one example of deal breaker. Decide whether or not you want to have kids. If you're a yes, great, we can keep going. If you're a no, I'm done. It's the ultimatum. Another one that you may have come across is if someone in a relationship has an addiction, like they have a drinking problem, the ultimatum might be something like, you stop drinking or I'm done, right? So it's pretty simple. You blah, blah, blah. And if you do it, awesome, we keep going. And if you don't do it, then I'm out of here. And it seems like that should be pretty straightforward, right? Especially in an era where we're all learning to get to know ourselves really well and to get to know what our values are, to get to know what deal breakers we have, if any. And along with that, to state what they are very clearly. So you learn how to express what your values are and what your boundaries are to your partner, hopefully in a way that is an invitation to them. That's something that I talk about a lot in the Secrets of Relationship Communication course. How do you express things that are really challenging while still being an invitation to your partner, inviting them into the conversation instead of throwing up a wall that they can bounce off, which can be kind of painful, right? Bouncing off a wall. So in some ways, it seems like, well, the deal breaker, that should be obvious, right? Like, I know what I want, or I know what I don't want. I'm going to state it clearly. And if my needs can't be met, then I'm out, right? So what could be wrong with that? Well, for one thing, on the receiving end of an ultimatum, it can often feel like you're being threatened. And when anyone feels like they're being threatened in a relationship, because in your relationship, your heart is hopefully open, at least on some level, to your partner. So it's very easy when you feel threatened to get defensive, to get triggered, to react from a place of trigger, fight, flight, freeze, rather than to actually respond generatively. Wow, thank you for helping me see how important this is to you, right? That would be the ideal response to a deal breaker or to an ultimatum. I never knew how important this was to you, or I had a feeling, but I was willing to deny it because we were just continuing with whatever it is we were doing. Right, that would be the best way to receive and respond to an ultimatum in the moment. However, it doesn't always work that way, right? You hear that either you blah blah or I'm done. You hear that, and rather than hearing, wow, this relationship is this important to this person, they want me to make this choice or this change, what we hear is, well, they're threatening to leave me. And as we've talked about on the show before, because our primary relationships are their deep, deep attachment bonds that we create, the thought of losing those deep attachment bonds can be pretty traumatizing. Never mind losing that attachment bond, or the rupturing of that attachment bond, that can also be super painful and traumatizing. But just the threat of losing it is really painful. And so when we're feeling threatened, it doesn't set us up to respond in the most generative way. Now, I'm offering this to you having been on both sides of ultimatums in the past. I have given ultimatums and I have received ultimatums. So, and I've seen them work and I've seen them not work. And this is, I've also seen this with my clients. And then this is actually a pretty common topic when it comes to relationships, particularly troubled relationships, because it can feel like the ultimatum is the most expeditious way to resolving a problem, right? Because from my perspective, this problem seems pretty clear, pretty easy to solve. You just, you know, stop doing this thing, or just say you will do this thing, or whatever it is, and then boom, problem solved. Isn't that easy? But the problem is that when you have to deliver an ultimatum, should your partner receive it in a way that feels threatening, then instead of them experiencing you at your and how much you love them and how much you want to stay in this relationship, what they will experience is how much you are willing to walk away. It's super challenging to see an ultimatum as an offering of love. Now, wouldn't it be great if you could deliver an ultimatum? You know, we can talk about the best ways to deliver an ultimatum when it comes time. Wouldn't it be awesome to say, I love you. I love you deeply. I care about you so much. I really want to be with you. But this thing, it's a deal breaker for me. And I don't know what to do about that. See, the truth is, when it comes down to it, when you are giving someone an ultimatum, you kind of are threatening them, right? I mean, that's, if contained in the ultimatum is the idea that the relationship could end, then in a sense, it is a very real threat. Now, I'm not saying that you are necessarily delivering, or that someone is delivering an ultimatum to you in a way that is meant to threaten you. That is not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is that contained in there is this idea of, I could walk away. And let's just face it, that is threatening. Now, this is one of the things about ultimatums that I think can actually be pretty disingenuous, because in a manner of speaking, if someone is a particular way and you don't like it, then what you're really saying when you offer someone as an ultimatum is, I don't like this thing about you. I don't like this thing. I love you, but I don't like this thing about you. And unless you're willing to change, I'm out of here. And an ultimatum, remember, it's the thing of last resort. So an ultimatum is typically going to happen when you have a lot of energy and time invested in a relationship. Now, that's not always the case. You might have, let's say, here's a typical ultimatum. A typical ultimatum might be, you've been dating someone for a while, you've both been sort of casual about your commitment, and you know for sure, or your partner knows for sure, that you want to be monogamous. And so it's time to have that conversation about, I want to be exclusive, and if we can't commit to being exclusive, then I'm not sure I can continue, right? This is a kind of a common occurrence. And this is also a time when people can make some pretty bad decisions. They can be choosing that before they're ready, or making the choice from a place of fear. And that is one of the biggest challenges about an ultimatum, is that you're delivering this choice to your partner, and you're saying, hey, you are free to choose. You can choose the thing, or you can choose to be done, right? And it seems like, well, that should be easy. But the truth is that for most people in a situation like that, the fear of losing you is going to be much greater than the desire to have everything be super awesome and just a little bit different, or maybe a lot different. So people are often going to make a choice in that moment out of fear, not out of what is necessarily the most true response for them. So in the dating and monogamy situation that I mentioned earlier, it might be that I'm really scared to lose you. I don't want to stop dating. And so that being said, you're telling me, oh my gosh, like if I don't choose you, if I don't decide to be monogamous, then I am going to lose you. But I'm not sure if I'm ready for that. For whatever reason, right? There are all kinds of reasons that could be. Now, if I'm really scared to lose you, I might say, okay, I'll be exclusive with you. I'll be monogamous, but deep down, I'm going to resent you for it because I wasn't quite ready. And then all kinds of problems can emerge from that seed of resentment and how it grows over the course of a relationship. It could be something, you know, I was in a relationship where I offered this ultimatum that was, you know, hey, I'm older than you, I have children, and you have to decide that you're okay with that, or I'm done. So I offered this ultimatum, and at that time, the person that I was with, they chose, after, you know, months actually of belaboring the decision and kind of leaving me in this state of like wondering what was going to happen, they eventually decided they did want to be with me. And this is interesting because in that situation, the ultimatum got me to the next place in that relationship. So you'd think, well, that's a good thing, right? Like Neil was really clear about what he wanted. Neil made the demand, and the other person took time to think about it, and they got to another place where everything was good. And maybe everything was good, but the challenge is that as soon as you're making ultimatums, I want to bring you back to what I said before. What you're really saying is, there's something about you that I don't like, and I want you to change. And here's the deal, you either change or I'm done. So what you're really saying is, I've decided that there's something I don't like here, and I want you to fix it. And I'm going to put this decision on you. I'm going to put it on you. And then it's up to you. Like, I don't have to make any tough decisions. I don't have to decide like, hey, it seems like this person really isn't in the right place to accept me where I am in my life. So I'm just gonna, you know, step back from this relationship, and I'll tell them what's going on, because I don't want to leave someone in the dark, but I'm not gonna ask them to be any different than who they are. This is why ultimatums to me are often kind of paradoxical, right? Because we say that we love this person, but do we really? Do we love them despite the fact that they are different from us in this particular way that's driving us crazy, or that we want to be different? I'm not sure. I'm not sure we do love that thing about them, that we have figured out a way to accept all parts of that person. In a way, the ultimatum is the ultimate way of saying like, hey, there's this thing about you and I just can't accept it. And so you got to make it different for the world to be okay with me. So sometimes it feels like the ultimatum actually isn't even fair to the person who's receiving the ultimatum. Because in our mind, when we've made that decision about what the ultimatum is, it's like we've actually already made a choice. And I invite you to entertain the possibility that the choice shouldn't be on your partner. The ultimatum shouldn't be something that you give. The ultimatum, if you feel like, okay, I'm ready, I'm going to give this ultimatum to my partner, the invitation is to take a step back and say, is there a decision here that I'm afraid to make? So instead of making this decision, I'm going to put the ultimatum on my partner. I'm gonna let them make the choice. That seems like a perfect recipe for resentment all around, right? So when it comes down to it, the ultimatum is, I think, not really the right way to go about it when you have serious relationship issues. And so I want to talk to you about what you might want to do instead of an ultimatum, and how to navigate that, how to have a chance at navigating that a little more successfully. But before we do, I just need to take a moment to talk about this week's sponsor. If you are looking for some extra support around the things that get in the way of your happiness or achieving your goals or in figuring out how to make a boundary with your partner, then one great way you can do that from the comfort of your own home or your office or really anywhere is BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional counselor. You can chat with your therapist at any time, and you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions all without having to go anywhere. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. They also offer a broad range of expertise so that you can find the person most suited to helping you with your own unique situation. And in fact, so many people are using BetterHelp that they continue to recruit additional counselors in all 50 states. So whatever it is, whether it's depression, stress, anxiety, something in your relationship, dealing with trauma, family conflicts, whatever is up for you, try out BetterHelp to help you move past the places where you're stuck. To start living a happier life today, you can try BetterHelp and get an extra 10% off your first month as a Relationship Alive listener. Just visit betterhelp.com/alive and join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/alive. And thank you so much, BetterHelp, for your continued support of the mission of Relationship Alive. So let's dive back into the topic of ultimatums. And I did want to tell you that I've been working on a song about ultimatums, and I was really hoping that I was going to have it done for this episode. I don't know if you heard the last episode, which was all about how to harness your creativity, and I included a song in that episode. So if you didn't get a chance to check that out, I recommend that you do. Episode 242, my song is at the end. And there's, you know, good stuff before the song, too. Anyhow, I'm just trying to stretch out a little bit creatively these days. And I've always actually used songwriting as a way to help me process the big stuff that's going on in my life. So anyway, something, as I was pondering this topic of ultimatums, some song lyrics and a melody came out. So one of these days I'll finish it and I'll let you hear it. In the meantime, I want to talk about two things. The first that I want to cover is what can you do instead? So if you find that you're at this place in your relationship where you feel like an ultimatum is necessary, let's talk about how to handle that differently and in a way that might actually work. And then I want to talk about what to do if you receive an ultimatum, if you're on the receiving end, so that you have the best chance of navigating that successfully. Okay. Because sometimes it might be the thing to do. It might be. So we'll cover that too. How would you know if it was the right thing to do or not? Okay. So what could you do instead of an ultimatum? Well, ultimately, the reason that you're giving an ultimatum is because there's something that you really want or need in your relationship that isn't happening. And so the ultimatum can kind of contain within it what you think the solution is to this problem. Here's an example. You're someone who really likes having sex and you haven't had sex in too long in your relationship. And so it feels like the thing to do is to say something like, either we start having sex or I'm done. Now, that might be kind of a clumsy way to handle it, and maybe an oversimplification of the kind of ultimatum that you'd give. But you get the idea, right? Like, there's the solution. The solution is we start having more sex. And if we do that, then awesome, all is well. And if we can't do that, then we're done. So within that is your idea of what the prescription is. And, you know, your relationship has the fever and you know the prescription, and the prescription is more whatever, maybe cowbell. Bonus points to those of you who know what I'm talking about with what I just said. Anyhow, so the better thing to do in this circumstance is to take some time and dive into yourself around what you really want and need. So, and let's talk about, let's use sex as an example. And this isn't something that I've thought through completely, so I'm gonna think it through as we're talking about it. But let's say you really want more sex in your relationship. That could be that you want more pleasure in your relationship. It could be that you want more connection. It could be that you want more of a sense of intimacy. It could be that there are certain ways that you want to explore sexually that you can't explore if you're not having sex at all. Those are just a few things that occur to me off the top of my head. I'm sure you can think of others if this is a situation that you're in. But each one of those things also carries a different set of possible solutions. And the best way to solve a problem in your relationship is to find a way to collaborate with your partner around solving that problem. So at the top of this episode, when I first was talking about the hidden messages in an ultimatum, right? One of the hidden messages is, I want you to change. I actually don't accept you as you are. I want you to change in order for this to continue. So that's one of the hidden messages. Another hidden message is, I really, really love you and I desperately want this thing to be different. And I don't know how to reconcile those things. So as you might guess, a great way to lead into a conversation about any of this stuff is to say, hey, can we talk? And again, hopefully you get an affirmative, a willingness to talk and communicate on the part of your partner. And then once you've carved out the space to actually have a conversation, to say, first, I want you to know how much I love and care about you and how much I love and care about us and all that we have together, all that we're creating, even though things have been hard or challenging in these ways, there's a lot that I love and value about us. And I'm bumping up against something that's really challenging for me. And I'm wondering if you would be willing to listen to what that is and perhaps help me come up with some potential solutions for this thing. So far, so good, hopefully. Now, if we're going with this example of not having enough sex in your relationship, and if it's something that's been contentious in your relationship, you know, that you've talked about before, than just coming out and saying, I really want to be having more sex. Like, that's a surefire way to take getting started on the right foot and to suddenly hop over onto the wrong foot. So let's not do that. Instead, you might say something like, right, because you've dived deep into the needs and desires that are below, beneath the surface of this bigger want or desire. So you might say, it's really important to me to be experiencing pleasure, and sex for me, this is, and you might even say, this is going to be about sex, just so you know, like if it's a conversation about sex. If it's not a conversation about sex, then you probably don't want to say this is going to be about sex. Although maybe it all boils down to sex. I don't really know. Anyhow, you want to just say, okay, this is going to be about sex. And then just say, look, like I really want more, I want more pleasure in my life, and I want that pleasure with you. And I'm getting to a place where I'm starting to feel really desperate about that. Now, I just came up with that word. So you'd want to use something that's true for you. And I don't know how to solve this problem. But I will say that not solving it isn't working for me. I'm finding that I'm getting resentful, or I'm deeply unhappy. And this is weird because I really love you deeply. So I'm trying to hold this paradox of how much I love you and how unhappy this situation has made me. So first, like, are you hearing me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? And now you're hopefully off to the races with your or a slow race, not a fast race, but hopefully you're now in a dialogue where your partner is able to hear you, able to do some mirroring back with what they're hearing, and then hopefully collaborating with you on a solution. And you may notice that there was no threat involved. Now, why is that? For one thing, I think that honestly, the threat of a relationship ending, it's always there. We like to pretend we do these things like make commitments to each other or make marriage vows to each other. We do these things that seem to take leaving off the table. And for some people, not everyone, but for some people, that's all it takes. I told you I would stay. I'm in it forever. And then we took vows. I didn't even need to make vows because I was already in it forever. But here I am, right? So some people are going to be like that. But most people, somewhere deep down in this, you know, 21st century life that we live in, deep down, they've accepted if a relationship doesn't really meet what I'm looking for or is toxic in some way, then I'm only going to tolerate that for so long and then I'm going to be done. Right? I'm going to take the exit if we can't figure it out. So that threat is always there. It's always there under the surface. And the extent to which we're safe or we feel safe in relationships is often about how well we deal with the fact that possibility is always there, that we could leave or that our partner could leave. How do we deal with that? How do we reassure each other that we're still in it? Even if we're unhappy, that we're still in it. How do we reassure each other and keep each other safe? So that's always there. And because that is always there, because you are always free to choose one way or another, I don't think that it's a required part of that conversation. I think it is required to be as nuanced as possible about what your wants and needs are, what your desires are, what you're hoping for. I think it's also important to be detailed about what your pain is and how hard things are for you, so that your partner gets the impact of their action or their inaction on you. They may not know that you go to sleep crying every night. They may not know that you feel a deep sense of fear about what your kids are experiencing and what they'll grow up to think because of that. They may not know these things. And so it's up to you to deliver that message really clearly. The message that is beneath the threat, which is, I'm in so much pain. This causes me so much unhappiness. Because if it didn't, it probably wouldn't be about an ultimatum. It would be you just trying to nudge your partner in the direction that's most appealing to you, right? But if you're in an ultimatum situation, it's probably because you're experiencing some big, big pain. So be honest about what you want. Be honest about what you're feeling. Be honest about your hope that you and your partner can figure it out together. And then try to work through that together. Now, at some point, it may be time for you to make, for you, the one who would have given the ultimatum, to actually make the decision. See, there's something in me that thinks it's actually more honest and even maybe more effective to say, hey, like, we've been trying, we tried, and it's just not working for me. And so I'm starting to think about how we move on. And I want you to know that it's not personal. In fact, what you might say is, I actually have realized that I want you to just be who you are. I don't want you to have to change for me. And I'm just learning to accept that this is who you are. And so rather than ask you to be any different, I'm just going to accept that this is who you are. And I'm also going to accept that in the end, I don't want to partner with that. I would love to be friends with you. I would love to, you know, whatever feels right to you, right? And you may not be willing to do that because what I'm telling you may be really hard to hear. But in the end, I can't keep choosing this. The choice is really yours. And putting it on the other person, hey, you change so that we can be together, or you're choosing to be apart. Yeah, it's actually not very fair. Now, hearing everything that I just said, your partner may say, like, wow, like, thank you for not asking me to change. And this sounds really hard, but I can tell it's really important to you. And yeah, maybe we should just talk about going our separate ways, right? That's one possibility. Another possibility could be, that really hurts, I hate you. like there are any number of ways. It's not guaranteed to be pain-free. But I think on some level, it's a more honest kind of pain. I think that's what I'm getting at here. It's a more honest kind of pain. Now, it may be also that your partner hears that and says, wow, I'm seeing that it's that important to you. And honestly, there are ways that I've been holding back, or where I've been scared to change in this way. And I'm willing to do that. Would you be willing to not leave so that I have a chance? Would you be willing to give me a chance? And in those circumstances, you might have to decide whether or not you do want to give your partner that chance. Maybe you're done and it's time to just admit that. Or maybe your partner has asked for chances before and haven't really shown that they're truly willing or capable of changing. That might be another reason for you to be skeptical, or just to say, not this time. I'm sorry, but I've reached my limit. Like, those things are okay. They're okay to say. Any of those things are possible. But at least you got there without the ultimatum, and by being as clear as possible about what you want and what's not working for you. That moment that I just described, where you truly are at the end, like, you've had the more detailed conversations that I'm talking about. I mean, maybe that would be a time to try the ultimatum. Don't do it if you're not willing to follow through, though. And don't do it without recognizing that offering an ultimatum is going to create damage. It's going to create collateral damage around trust because of that threat. And so if your partner responds to the ultimatum the way you want them to by changing or doing something in order to stay, then you're going to also have to contend with helping reassure them, because their trust in you is probably damaged by the fact that you made a threat. And also you're going to have to contend with whether or not they resent you now that they're changing, because that resentment can be pernicious and can eat away at the very fabric and foundation of your relationship. So on the other side of an ultimatum, even when it seems like it worked, there's going to be damage to repair. And it's worth it to ask yourself what that damage might be and to be really clear about it so that you can follow up and triage as best as you can. Now, if you are on the receiving end of an ultimatum, then there are a few invitations there for you. One, it's going to be so hard to hear that. And having received ultimatums, I can tell you that that is not a fun place to be. And maybe you can relate to all or some of the things that I've talked about here, the feeling of being threatened, the feeling of being judged or not accepted, not good enough, whatever it is. And so there are a few things that I'm hoping you'll get from this conversation. The first is that if you receive an ultimatum, entertain the possibility that there is something that you are doing that is super toxic or counterproductive to your relationship. See if you can hear in the ultimatum, if you can hear both your partner's desire to be with you, because if they didn't want to be with you on some level, they would just leave. Right? So they're giving you this choice. And the reason they're giving you this choice is because deep down, they want you to be with them. So hopefully you can find that nugget of being desired, even though it's coming with the threat of being left. So look for the message that they actually do want to be with you, despite the fact that in this moment it could feel like they're judging you and threatening you. Use this as an opportunity to ask yourself, am I doing something through habit, through addiction, through neglect, through carelessness, through overzealousness? Am I doing something that is undermining my partner or that is undermining the relationship? If you're willing to look in the mirror like that, you may discover that, in fact, there are things that you're doing that are counter to what you actually want, if you do want to be in a relationship with this person. It can be helpful to look at your own actions, your own behaviors, or your own inactions, and to say, like, hey, you know, oh, I say that I want to be here, but I'm doing this thing that is communicating otherwise. Or if it's an addiction, it might be, I'm doing this thing and I don't know how to stop. Ultimately, the decision about whether or not to be different, it's yours to make. And if you make it, if you do try to respond to the ultimatum, to respond to what's being asked of you, then I hope you can do it without resentment. Or perhaps you can be in dialogue with your partner about it and say, hey, I want to do this thing. I want to offer this thing to you. However, I can see this one way as being something that I would be really resentful about. And so can we not ignore that? Can we pay attention to that? Can we honor that this isn't easy for me? Can we honor that you're asking me to be different than who I have been, and maybe different than who I am? And the only way we can figure out if this change is really going to work for us is to try it and to support each other through that. If you find that you are super triggered from having received the ultimatum, then as always, I suggest you take a few steps back to collect yourself and come back to a state of regulation before you try to have any of these conversations, especially if you see that you're getting defensive or you start threatening yourself. Like all of those things are signs that you're triggered and those conversations are going to go nowhere fast. Okay. So in the end, my hope for you, whether you're receiving an ultimatum or thinking about giving an ultimatum, is that you can find your way to the conversation that's about the deeper needs, the deeper desires, that you can find your way to that collaborative place. And that if you are truly at your wit's end, that you do what you need to do to muster up the courage to make the choice or choices that you need to make. Whatever it takes for you to feel supported, for you to feel nurtured, for you to feel clear, and for you to feel strong in making a choice and doing it in the most loving way possible, not with a final act of judgment or condemnation, but instead with it being maybe the final act of acceptance. I accept that this is who you are or how you are, and I just know that it's not right for me. I think it's kinder to everyone involved. I would be really curious to hear what you think. What has your experience been with this sort of thing? If you want to let me know, you can post something in the Facebook group, the Relationship Life Community, or you can email me. My email address is Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. And I would love to hear what your thoughts are, what your experiences are. If you have deeper questions about this topic or any topic for the podcast, you can always send those questions to questions@relationshipalive.com. And even better, if you record yourself asking the question, then every so often I'm able to put out an episode with other voices on it, along with the people that I interview, of course. Anyhow, this has been lovely being here with you talking about this challenging topic. I'm sorry I didn't have the song for you this week, but I'm going to keep working on it. And next week, I have a few ideas about what is going to happen next week. It will probably be the last episode of the year of 2020. I'm taking a little bit more space between episodes at the moment. And honestly, I'm going through a lot of inner questioning about the direction of the show and where I want it to go and what I think would serve you best, because it's been over 5 years now of Relationship Alive, and some of these things have been amazing and I think are working well, and other things maybe could use a little bit of tweaking, just like the best relationships, right? Just like what we've been talking about today. So those are the kinds of things that I'm thinking about a lot, and I'll have more to share with you along those lines. But in the meantime, I'm so grateful for your being here with me today and always. And I will be curious to hear what today's conversation about ultimatums sparks in you. In the meantime, take care. I hope you're doing well. And I will be with you again soon. Thank you.